Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
It's Dukes and Bell. Let's waste no time and talk to our buddy Dave Archer, analyst for Atlanta Falcons. Arch, heck of a win. It was a dominant performance on Sunday. And look, we got all week to talk about Carolina, and we certainly will. But we want to rehash a few things with you as we talk about I just want to start with the defense. I'm so amped about seeing these young guys perform at this level. And we're talking about limited experience. I mean, you know, Xavier Watts gets his first pick and all of that. And Billy Bowman and Arch, the thing is, I said this yesterday, I think we're seeing potentially the foundation of what could be a really good defense if these young guys can continue to play this way.
Yeah, Carl, there's no question about the sky's the limit for this group. The thing that I like about it, Carl, is I think the floor is much higher as well. If they don't play well, I think it's because they're so athletic and because they're a bunch of young grinders, I don't think that, you know, that they're going to bottom out in any game. I think that they're really going to play well even when they don't have their A game. So, maybe we saw a little bit of that last week. But this week was certainly let's go hunt, and let's hunt the football and the quarterback. And I thought the thing that you kind of gets lost in it when you get six sacks is you stop the run. And you can't really get up the pass unless you're stopping the run game. And they've done it 2 weeks in a row. You know, they were top five. I know you guys talked about it last week. Pressures are pressures. We want to get the quarterback on the ground. They were top five last week in pressures. Jeff Ulbrich stepped into that defensive meeting room and said, listen, guys, we're close. You know, this is what the data is saying. We just got to finish. And I know Raheem told you guys that on Wednesday. We got to finish plays. Well, they did a really good job of maybe reapplying themselves from a discipline standpoint on how to rush the passer from a gap integrity or a rush lane integrity to not let JJ get out of the pocket. And then let's put him on the ground when we get there. And they did that. And the thing that was encouraging is it's not like defensive backs were sacking him. These were, you know, front four guys putting him on the ground, which is really cool.
Which we love. I mean, we said Arch got to go back to like 2017 for that kind of an effort. What do you make of A.J. Terrell? We're going to have to wait till later in the week for the full injury designation, but the hamstring sometimes takes a while. How do they address that if A.J. can't go?
Yeah, I like our depth, Mike. And yeah, you're right. The hamstring's a tough one now, especially when your guy's got to run like he does. You know, you got to run and stride out and all the change of direction. In fact, that's how he hurt his hamstring. You guys saw it. He was changing direction, trying to get back to the outside with a receiver. So from a depth standpoint, I think you're okay. I think that – I thought D. Alford did a really good job when he came in. In fact, they tried him right out of the box, if you guys remember.
Right.
They take play action. They took a shot. They had Thielen going to the left deep corner, and D was right in his hip pocket. But you got Natrone Brooks, who's a dog out there on the corner. If you have to play him out there – Clark Phillips is probably about ready to come off of that, you know, kind of inactive list. He had a rib injury, you guys remember, in preseason.
Mm-hmm.
So he's ready. That's the guys that are already on the roster. And then, of course, I know you guys have talked about C.J. Henderson and Kobe Bryant, who are sitting in the, you know, kind of in the bullpen. But I think you've got some depth there. I'm not worried about it. They're not going to change their defense. I heard people talking about, oh, this is going to change their defense. That's not going to change their defense. Okay, A.J. didn't travel with anybody. That's not what Olbrich's doing, is traveling him with the best receiver in the league. So that doesn't happen. They're going to play their stuff, and they've got guys that are more than capable of doing it.
Okay. All right, Arch. We are more critical, obviously, and maybe you are a lot more, and I'm going to tell our listeners you are, but, you know, again, giving away secret sauce, sometimes we're not able to do as much as we'd like. But the offense itself is moving the football. What do you think the fundamental problem is? Is it Penix? Is there an issue with the quarterback? Is there an issue with the wide receivers? Is this all combined together with why we're bogging down? Because that's the question I continue to get. Like, Dukes, what is the reason? And I don't have one answer.
Yeah, no, it's not one answer, Carl. If it was one answer, they'd already have it figured out. You know, they'd already fixed it if it was one answer. So let's look at a couple of positives first. You threw for 300 yards and had a chance to win game one. Maybe you probably should have won game one.
Right.
You ran for 225 yards in game two, and you won game two. So the positives are, if you need to throw it, you can throw it. If you need to run it, you can run it, which is pretty cool. I bet there's a lot of teams in the league that can say that. So now, why are you not finishing drives? You talk about the defense being able to finish. Why are you not finishing drives? Five times in the red zone, only one touchdown. And that was one that Minnesota kind of gave up on the play so they could get the ball back, right? So there's a number of things. Michael has missed some shots, okay? He's missed some throws. This weekend, and I know Mike's been talking about, I want to get the ball to Pitts. I want to get the ball to Pitts. Mike's now got all of Pitts' football cards. They're all on the ball in his room, okay? He did miss Michael, or he did miss Pitts a couple of times, and there was a couple plays in the red zone in particular. Pitts was lined up slot right, nasty slit right, had a receiver outside of him. They tried to play an umbrella coverage, kind of a two deep look. Pitts does a really good job avoiding the backer and kind of bends to the inside, much like the catch he made against Washington for the touchdown that sent it to overtime. Right, the really good throw on fourth down. For some reason, Michael took his eyes off him because he comes wide open over the middle, and he didn't take it. Now, there's a couple other throws you could kind of debate, okay, should I have thrown it to Pitts? But, again, coverage takes you certain places with your eyes and where you're going to throw the ball. They're not just lining up saying, okay, this route goes to Drake. This route goes to Ray Ray. They don't do that. That's not the way it works. But you can look in Pitts' way, especially when you see two deep coverage, especially down in the red zone, and Kyle is lined up kind of in that slot or tight end flex position. You want to attack the middle of the field if you can, and they had an opportunity there for Pitts. So there's some misses there. I thought that the receivers showed a bit of a lack of sense of urgency in the red zone as well. I thought there was one throw to Mooney to the left side in the corner of the end zone. Mooney kind of slapped his hands. He didn't run the route very well, and that's something Darnell does a really good job of. And then Ray McCloud is kind of weak getting out of his break on another throw to the end zone, about 5 yards deep in the end zone. As he comes out of the break cleanly, this ball's going to hit him in the chest. So there's the receivers, there's Penix, and then you're also having some protection breakdowns in those situations because teams in the first 2 weeks have decided to come after you some in the red zone, and maybe we haven't picked it up as well. So that's encompassing everybody that protects. So there you go. There's the quarterback, the receivers, and the offensive line is why maybe you're misfiring down in the red zone.
And that's the one, because Cron and I talked about this. That one play you mentioned with Ray Ray just didn't pass or Mooney didn't pass the eye test. You're right about that. Dave Arch is with us, guys. He and Wes Drew Ham, that's Wes Durham, have the call up in Carolina. We'll talk about that game in a minute. Arch, one of the things we got into also is just on the offense, because you're the guy to ask, play action. When you're running the football that well, isn't just play action just, to me, it's like, man, we're really going to trip up Minnesota. We're going to get these receivers at half a count to get open and maybe on some underneath stuff, because you're going to get that safety or you're going to get that linebacker frozen.
Yeah, on the outside, it's a good point, Mike. And obviously, when you run the football, play action should be a good piece of what you can do on first and second down. Okay, so let's break down what play action is. Play action is not just the quarterback faking the ball to the running back, because the front seven's not looking at the running back. They're looking at the offensive line. So how is your run action with the five guys that are going to ultimately step back and pass protect, how well are they bluffing in run action? That's what to look for. Is am I getting those first couple of steps of run action, and then I'm losing ground to pass protect? It's a technique that's not easy to do, and so that's an area that you need to watch when you begin to think about play action. It's not just the quarterback sticking the ball in the belly of the matrix or the bowling ball of razor blades and pulling it out. It's about everybody showing run action, and so. I'm going to look at my numbers real quickly. I think we had seven play action passes. We threw it 23 times. So that's essentially just right around a third of the time you play action, okay, on runs or play, passing situations. So that's a decent percentage. Is it enough? I call for the play during the game. We had the third down and two play. At about the 17-yard line, maybe it was the 12-yard line, Bijan just caught a ball in the left flat for about a 5-yard gain. It was third and two. I said, everybody, this is a great place that if you're thinking about going for it on fourth down to run a little play action here, run action where your O-line steps like they're going to come off the ball, then retreat. So look for that, guys, when you're watching play action. How good are we at bluffing up front? Because remember, the safeties and the corners are the only ones looking in the backfield. The front seven's looking at the offensive line to see what they're doing.
All right, Arch, let's look ahead a little bit because I'd love a little get back. It doesn't mean anything because last season is over. But the way we played in that last game, the defense, you'd like to get a little redemption going up against Carolina this weekend. We know they're going to be apparently without a couple of their offensive linemen. Can't worry about that. Can we do what we did to the Vikings to the Carolina Panthers defensively?
These guys are big. Well, defensively, yes. I think we can get after them up front. Certainly, they're going to be ailing on the offensive line. There'll be some guys that will be plugged in. Now, some of these guys are going to play. Zavala's going to play guard. I think Mays is going to play center. Those guys combined have about 15 starts or so. I think Mays last year started 8 games at center for them. So they're putting in guys that have played. So it's not guys that are like last weekend. When they plugged in the center for Minnesota, he played 3 games in his NFL career. So that was going to be drinking through a fire hose. These guys have actually played before. The thing that concerns me a little bit more is how big they are up front. Remember, Derrick Brown didn't play against us last year in either game.
Right.
And now they got Bobby Brown. That's not the new addition Bobby Brown. That's the defensive lineman Bobby Brown. Okay. And also have A'shaun Robinson who comes over on defense. 8 of their 11 starters defensively are new players, are free agent pickups. They went and rebuilt their defense, and they are big in the middle. Bobby Brown's 330. A'shaun Robinson's 320. Derrick Brown is 320. And that's going to be tough to test them in the middle. But one thing you can do is you might be able to log those big guys to the inside and run to the perimeter, which is something we're really good at.
And if we're running the ball effective with Bijan, why don't we just run it 100 times?
What?
Not with him. I mean, not all at once.
Oh.
That'd be a record. But you know what I'm saying, Arch? You know, Carl and I were saying the dreaded offensive coordinator outsmarting himself. Like, let's march down the field with the run game, and let's throw it in the red zone. I mean, and as you said, they are going to challenge Penix, so the run game will be at a premium.
Yeah, so if the car ain't broke, Mike, it's like your Batmobile. If it's not broken, I'm going to keep driving that bad boy, although you trade yours in every 2 years or something like that.
That's true. That's true.
But no, keep running the football. I think, by the way, guys, the nickname for – I've been working on it for Robinson, and it's been used a few times different places, but the nickname for Robinson now is the Matrix.
You
can take the blue pill or the red pill. The blue pill, he's going to make you miss and take all your clothes off of you. The red pill is he's just going to run by you with speed. So you can either take the blue pill or the red pill, but you ain't touching the Matrix.
I love it because he is freaky in those situations where you go, oh, there's 3 guys around him.
Right.
And he's gone.
Yeah, he's not Mr. Anderson. He's
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mr. Right. Robin.
And that's better than Arch's first idea, which was Mike Honcho.
I thought that was your nickname when you were spinning wax in West Virginia.
Arch, great work, man. We'll talk to you up at the branch. Appreciate you always stopping by, guys. And he, along with Wes, will have the call from Carolina on Sunday. We're looking to improve to 2-1. It's a divisional game. It's going to be a good game on Sunday. Arch, thanks so much.
Great talking to you, fellas. Take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.